It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Yeah, this one person said they found liquor balls bottles hidden in liquor balls.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Doesn't make sense, but
that makes
it's great.
No sense.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
This is a mashup of bottles and walls that cause balls.
Who issues that command?
Liquor balls.
Oh, man. How messed up is your personal life if that's the command you're issuing?
I respect all choices.
Whatever.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, e-brake time. And it's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. Hey, this guy is going to join us coming up here at 8:15 from Oxnard and Cowboys training camp. It's Fox 4's Mike Ducey, who the other day as they were signing off, he seems to forget his own name. Now, he got dogpiled by Sam and the news team back in Dallas, and we also get a Ducey giggle at the end of this when he realizes that's what it sounded like and there's nothing better than a Mike Ducey giggle, so enjoy.
10:30 tonight, we're on Fox 4 with Free For All. So we will see you guys again soon with Sam Gannon.
You're
my
Ducey.
Name. In Oxnard. I'm not that old. I'm fine. I was trying to decide whether to say my name or in Oxnard first. I know what my name is.
That's not,
first consultant
that's
said I should
so
change
funny.
It to Frank Michaels. I never did. Mike Ducey, Fox Sports Sports. Back to you.
Just like, I thought Mike just ran out of gas.
Like, yeah. Let you stop.
I was like, wait, 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 what's happening?
Do the Heimlich. Whenever in doubt, Sam, do the Heimlich.
Get out the paddles.
See you, Mike.
I love it when Ducey laughs, and I love it when he laughs at himself, too. That's really funny. And it did sound like he was forgetting his name there.
Yeah. He's having issues.
That was a funny line by Steve Eager. I don't care what it is, just do the Heimlich.
Yeah, that'll help. That'll help. All right, one more time, just because it's the great Mike Ducey.
It's fun.
10:30 tonight, we're on Fox 4 with Free For All. So we will see you guys again soon with Sam Gannon.
Here's
my
Ducey.
Name. In Oxnard. I'm not that old. I'm fine. I was trying to decide whether to say my name or in Oxnard first. I know what my name is.
That's
the first
not,
consultant
that's
said
so
I should change
funny.
It to Frank Michaels. I never did. Mike Ducey, Fox Sports Sports. Back to you.
Just like, I thought Mike just ran out of gas.
Like, yeah. Let you stop.
I was like, what's happening?
Do the Heimlich. Whenever in doubt, Sam, do the Heimlich.
Get out the paddles.
See you, Mike.
He's getting to you.
Choking's a very serious man.
Whenever in doubt, do the Heimlich.
In Oxnard.
I'm sorry.
All right, there's Mike Ducey, who's going to join us from California here in about 15 minutes or so as candidate number one. Candidate number two is Junior Miller.
Greg.
This is a bizarre moment. This is a Twilight Zone moment. I didn't offer much help here. This was the story of the beach rescue of the 16-year-old saving the 10-year-old. And just give it a listen here and see if Gordon at any point mentions that one of them is from Dallas.
The lifeguard that's going to be invited to the White House, 16-year-old Ryder Williams. I'm sure you guys saw this story.
Ryder Williams.
It was captured on video on Saturday. This 16-year-old lifeguard battling a massive surf as he tries to go out there and rescue a kid who is having trouble. And he brings the kid back to shore, and he's a hero. And Trump called him heroic and said that he's going to bring him and his family to the White House, including the boy that he saved, to give him a high civilian honor. I don't know why he got real generic there at that part of the truth. What do you call it when you truth out something? Is that called a tweet?
Yeah.
Or is it still a truth?
You post something.
Okay.
By the way, I think the boy is from Dallas, not the lifeguard.
Yeah, I haven't said that part yet.
Oh, okay.
I haven't said who's from Dallas yet. I've just said that was the story.
You said somebody was from Dallas, but you made it sound like the lifeguard.
I think we talked about it off the air.
No, just now.
I said that on the air?
Yeah. You just said from Dallas, yeah.
Oh. Anyway.
Okay. And I was thinking, I don't think he said that, but then I thought, well, I missed it. He never did, and then... Yeah, we went back and listened.
Junior was convinced, though, so it was...
So from that moment on, I had this incredible doubt. Like, God, maybe I didn't hear this right. So I went home yesterday, and I listened to it, and I was like, I'll be damned, he didn't say Dallas. So I even texted Gordo.
Yeah, oh, you did?
He issued a formal apology to me and my entire family.
I owe you and your family an apology, because I'll be damned, I just brain glitched.
You time traveled Dallas. Because you thought of when we were talking about it before the show started.
I guess that was
it. We were talking about that one kid was from Dallas.
But it troubled me the rest of the day that I had that glitch. Mm-hmm. Because I was convinced that you started the story by saying whatever the lifeguard was from Dallas. I just thought I heard Dallas. And the rest of the day I spent contemplating my mental health.
What's going on
in my brain?
Oh, you're good.
But yeah, I felt bad about that all day.
Nah, I don't feel bad about it.
So here I jump That's in and correct you, and sure. There was nothing to correct.
Yeah, it was the kid that was from Dallas, not the lifeguard, like you said.
Get it straight.
I said that? Okay.
Yeah, you just did. That's like 2 seconds ago. What's wrong with your mind, Gordo? You can't remember 2 seconds ago.
Oh, man, that was wild. All right, Junior is candidate number two.
And as Mike Ducey said... He's not getting old. I now reverse that. I am getting old.
That happens, man.
It happens to all of us.
Just
man.
Like when you're talking to the Rangers manager, Skip Schumacher, and you're talking about the Savannah Bananas, as we were on Monday, and then I couldn't even say the word pitch correctly.
The entertainment value is just important, and my kids love it, so I had to figure it out, and I started really enjoying it.
I'm just wondering if any of your guys are going to try it in the next warm-up and maybe add that to their pitch list. Whoa. Sorry.
Not their piss list.
I don't know how legal this would be, but I tell you what, if there's different ways to get people out, I know organizations will try it. I promise you that.
Yeah, we're talking about Kerry Wood's behind the back pitch in the Savannah Bananas game, and man, if you slowed that down, that would sound like I was hammered. Pass many tests. All right, so is it Mike Ducey Jr. or me? 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Elon, I am right. Yay!
Oh, right off the bat. Yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Hi, musers. Hey, real quick, I wanted to clear something up. I'm not related to that tissue from that ClearSight commercial. I'm getting lots of Twitters and lots of messages on Reddit. Did I sound like her or we're related? Ain't no way, George. Ain't no way.
Okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that up.
Getting lots of Twitters.
But hey, I want to vote. It's hard not to vote for my leader, Gordon Keith, but I'm going to have to vote for Ford Mike Ducey. Kiss you now, and y'all have a happy, dummied up Dallas Cowboy training camp.
Love you. Love you too. There goes the fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. How you do?
Who's this?
This is Closet, but this is the first time y'all ever picked Mike Ducey from the very first vote. You just picked him.
Hmm? What?
You voted, y'all picked Ducey.
Yeah?
He won. You just said it.
He's glitching on Craig's thing.
Okay.
All right.
That's funny. But who's that a vote
for? It's a multi-layered vote. I think it's a vote for you.
Yeah. Because he's trying to be, like you. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Job, it's Cruz and Lito.
Hey, Cruz.
Now that you guys are back, I'm going to make this e-brake vote epic. I'm going to go outside, inside, top side, and bottom side, and a vote for Junior.
Okay. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket.
These are hard to follow today.
They are. Who wins the e-brake?
I'd like to vote for Mike Ducey real quick. I'm sorry.
Whoa, what is going on with people today? Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello? It's Elmo. Elmo will take John for the pick list.
Who?
Elmo takes John.
Who's John?
Number three, Ja.
Ja.
Oh, Ja. Okay.
Gotcha.
Ja. Okay, thanks, Elmo. Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, boys, e-brake man here with the greatest cover of all time.
Oh.
I'm an outsmart Mike Ducey. An outsmart Mike Ducey.
Thank you, e-brake man. Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency brake of the week?
Yeah, boys. My pleasure to talk to you once again.
Yeah.
The beautiful candidates. But I must say, I was touched by Gordon's immediate acceptance of his temporarily impaired friend. So I'm going to vote for Mr. Junes.
Great. Okay.
Three
thank
beautiful
you very much.
Candidates.
Hey, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Vaginal slice born born.
Oh, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
8:08 in the morning, and it's Junior's favorite guy, me, my Ducey.
Thank you, Junior.
So is that a Ducey vote?
I don't know.
Because he addressed you? You just want to undervote that?
Yeah.
Or give it to Ducey?
No, that's okay. A Ducey, right? I think that's a Ducey vote.
I think he was announcing Ducey there, yeah. Hey, you're on
Ducey
the ticket.
Ducey forgot his own name, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Gotcha. You're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, I like to vote for Bob Sturm's butthole.
Okay. No.
Not a candidate, sir.
God.
Not a candidate. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Ducey once told me if he's ever struggling to give him the Bobby Brown treatment.
All right.
What's the Bobby Brown treatment?
Didn't he do something weird with Whitney?
Yeah. He had to hook a finger in there.
But that's not the story, that Bobby Brown thing. The story is Mike Ducey has won the emergency break of the week.
Yay.
10:30 tonight, we're on Fox 4 with Free For All. So we will see you guys again soon with Sam Gannon.
You're Mike
my
Ducey.
Name in Oxnard. I'm not that old. I'm fine. I was trying to decide whether to say my name or in Oxnard first. I know what my name is.
That's
the
not,
first consultant thought I should
so
change
funny.
It to Frank Michaels. I never did. Mike Ducey, Fox Sports Sports. Back to you.
Just like I thought Mike just ran out of gas. Like,
yeah. No, you stopped.
I was like, what's happening?
Do the Heimlich. Whenever in doubt, Sam, do the Heimlich.
Get out the paddles.
See you, Mike.
Nothing better than a giggling Mike Ducey. And guess what?
What?
He joins us next from Cowboys training camp.